There's Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old black child killed by white police officer Timothy Lohman in Cleveland, Ohio. On Monday, that city reached a settlement, a $6 million settlement in a lawsuit over Tamir's death. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson.
A 12-year-old died. And regardless of fault or facts or anything, that should not have happened. And believe me, if I had my rathers, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you today talking about this. If I had my rathers, it would not have happened. But that's not the case, is it?
Cleveland will pay out $3 million this year and $3 million the next, but there was no admission of wrongdoing in the settlement. The Rice family attorney said the family remains in mourning over Tamir's death. He said the state criminal justice process cheated them out of true justice. The wrongful death suit filed by Tamir's family and estate against the city and officers and dispatchers who were involved alleged police acted recklessly when they confronted the boy. This was back on November 22, 2014. Tamir was shot and killed while playing with a pellet gun outside a recreation center. The plastic airsoft gun shoots non-lethal plastic pellets. Tamir had borrowed it that morning from a friend who warned him to be careful because the gun looked real. It was missing its telltale orange tip. However, video of the encounter shows a cruiser skidding to a stop and rookie patrol officer Timothy Lohman fired within 2 seconds of opening the car door. Tamir wasn't given first aid until about 4 minutes later. That's when an FBI agent trained as a paramedic arrived. The boy died the next day. Again, Cleveland Mayor Jackson.
This has been a very difficult time for the Rice family in particular, but for Cleveland in general and the community. And while we have settled the legal side of this and the court proceeding side of this for $6 million, there is no price that you can put on the life of the loss of a 12-year-old child. We will function in the best interest of the city of Cleveland while also maintaining the sensitivity of the nature of this particular thing, particularly with the family and the fact it's a 12-year-old child.
Jackson said a use of force committee is examining the circumstances of the shooting to determine if Lohman and his training officer, Frank Garmbach, should be disciplined. And instead of talking about better training of officers when dealing with a situation, Cleveland rank and file police union says the family should use the money from the settlement to educate children about the use of look-alike firearms. The settlement comes 2 years after the city settled another lawsuit connected to the killings of two unarmed black people. This was in a 137-shot barrage of police gunfire at the end of a 2012 car chase. Cleveland settled the lawsuit brought by the families of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams for $3 million. The fatal shootings of Russell and Williams were cited by the U.S. Justice Department. This was during an investigation into excessive use of force by Cleveland police. It helped lead to a court-monitored consent decree aimed at reforming the department. The death of the 12-year-old Tamir Rice helped fuel the Black Lives Matter movement, which took root in 2014. This after Mike Brown in Ferguson and Eric Garner here in New York City died at the hands of police. A trial is pending for a federal civil rights lawsuit filed by the Brown family. Garner's family received $5.9 million in a settlement with New York City last year. The family continues to fight for justice. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.